we cannot have another war in the Middle East. The American people are sick of spending billions of dollars on these endless wars, and they want the focus to be on our country. Jobs here, child care, health care.
Democrat Ro Khanna of California's Silicon Valley is sponsoring the resolution in the House. It would require congressional approval of further strikes on Iran. Khanna was among the progressive Democrats to blast President Donald Trump's bombing of Iran without congressional approval.
We don't know what the strikes accomplished, but we do know a lot of the harm. Obviously, the public reports are the intelligence thinks that this just set back the nuclear ambitions by a few months. We need to understand what actually was even destroyed. You have a strike that is actually leading to more popular support now for the Iranian regime, that is leading Iran to declare victory, that is leading Iran to say they're now not considering being in the NPT, that they're considering kicking out the IAEA inspectors. It's cost our country billions of dollars. It's put our troops at risk. It has put us made us more entrenched in the Middle East.
Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky is sponsoring the resolution in the Senate, though most Republicans have lined up in support of President Donald Trump's bombing of Iran. Washington State Representative Pramila Jayapal pointed out the hypocrisy.
Donald Trump said he was going to be the president of peace. He said he was going to get us out of wars on day one. And instead, Americans are being dragged into another endless war now between Israel and Iran. It is not our war. And we have other ways to deal with nuclear weapons. That is what we should be pursuing. That is why it is so important that we vote on this War Powers Resolution.
While criticism has mounted from many Democrats, House Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco, speaking to reporters this week, said Trump should have sought approval from Congress first and suggested he would have garnered the support needed to carry out the strikes.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. They cannot have a nuclear weapon. And B, our friendship with Israel is a true, real one based on values and the rest and our own national security. So those two apart pieces of it, I think we're all in agreement. Of course, we respect the right of Congress to vote. And I think if the president had brought it to Congress, he probably would have won.
Meanwhile, in the House, 128 Democrats joined all Republicans in tabling an article of impeachment against President Donald Trump Tuesday. Texas Democrat Al Green introduced the measure on the House floor.
No one person should have the power to take over 300 million people to war without consulting with the Congress of the United States of America. I believe that if we do not take immediate action, this authoritarian president will not only devolve the country into authoritarianism, I believe he is a would-be dictator who would become a dictator.
As the Republican Party, which controls Congress and the White House, is largely supporting President Donald Trump's bombing of Iran, it's unlikely either measures will pass should the bills even get a vote. Khanna says his War Powers Resolution should reach the House floor for a vote by mid-July. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump appears unfazed by the opposition, posting this music video celebrating his bombing of Iran Tuesday night on social media. Iran says U.S. and Israeli strikes on the country have killed more than 600 people, the vast majority civilians. The Washington-based human rights activist group today said the death toll stands at more than 1,000, more than 4,400 wounded. Iranian counterstrikes on Israel killed 28. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.